What are you guys doing?
We have fish that are going for sea.
That's illegal. You guys, leave him alone.
Let me just check this out. You already have a lot of ICE arrest happening right now. Like, this man right here is being arrested right now. We're seeing a lot of deportations. We're seeing airplanes being lined up on the runway. It's becoming serious. You know, everyone thought that this was just the current administration's big talk. Like, they're not going to act. But yes, they're going to act. And right now, a lot of Somalians are being deported, especially a lot of them who have committed a crap ton of taxpayer fraud. They are being deported right now. The current administration, they do not want to mess around.
Leave him alone! You guys cannot do that. That's illegal. Call 911. Call 911. They're doing kidnapping. That's illegal. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Right. Smile at me, sir. Smile at me, ma'am.
Leave him alone. Leave Thank him alone. You. Leave him alone.
You can take the video. They're asking me, have you been interviewed or what? I said, no, I haven't been interviewed. They said they're going to take interview on. And soon as you come, they said it's going to be hot. So they just run off. They took it off. Because of you guys, they didn't want you to involve with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I get your name or do you want to give that?
My name is Ali.
Can you spell it?
A-L-I. Last name D-A-H-I-R.
Can I just tell them you've been in the country?
Excuse me?
How long you've been in the country? I'm just curious.
Telling me what? 25 years.
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of these black unmarked vans and Chevy Tahoes. It's happening. We are seeing a lot of arrest happening. We are seeing ICE basically breaking up a lot of these fraud rings, and deportations are happening right now. You got a bunch of airplanes on the runway right now, and we're going to be seeing more of this. It's happening everywhere in Minnesota as you have hundreds and hundreds of ICE agents basically flooding the state.
Trump just ended the protection for Somalis. The ones in Minnesota, he said it's over for them, to send them back to where they came from on his true social media. He's tired of them scamming Minnesota out of hundreds of millions of dollars. He must have heard about that Feed the Kids scam, where they said that they was feeding hundreds of thousands of kids, but they weren't. And he's tired of them terrorizing the people of Minnesota. This is Trump on his true social media. We all know that Minnesota is the home of the largest Somali community.
Well-known Somali activist Omar Jamal was arrested this morning by ICE in Minneapolis. And this ex-user says they're told the arrest is connected to immigration fraud. Because let's be real, $1 billion have now been disappeared from Minnesota. That's $1 billion with a B, not an M, a B. You got hundreds of thousands of people basically taking advantage of the welfare system. You got unserved meals, ghost clinics. You got much more. It's becoming deeper and deeper. Some even say there's a lot of this stuff happening in Maine as well.
The Somalian fraud scheme in Minnesota is now up to billions and billions of dollars. It reminds me of that Tom Hanks movie, I Am the Captain Now. Okay, these Somalians, they might have Algernon-level IQ, some of them might be inbred, but they were able to steal billions of dollars from hungry children, the elderly, the list goes on. Now, a lot of these crybabies on the left, they want to say that these investigations into fraud are racially motivated. It is not racist to say that you don't want America to turn into Somalia. It means you have a brain. Now, the governor of Minnesota, Mr. Jazz Hands, Tim Walz, he wants to act like he knew nothing about this. But let me just tell you, I wake up every single day and say a prayer of gratitude that he is not vice president of the United States. If we look at all the fraud happening in Minnesota, imagine that applied nationwide. And where there's financial fraud, there's usually voter fraud as well.
Right now, ICE is hitting Minneapolis. Somali felons are going to be the first to get deported. So 19 arrests so far. You got a lot of them with previous convictions, and they're all very, very serious convictions. We're not talking about like you running a stop sign, right? These are all very big stuff. You're seeing fraudsters and fraud rings being busted. And right now, it also seems that, you know, a lot of city officials are trying to play hero by banning ICE from public buildings. This is so wild right now.
A massive $250 million fraud scheme has been uncovered, with 77 people charged, many of them Somali immigrants, in what is one of the largest taxpayer-funded scams in U.S. history. The investigation centers around Minnesota, home to the largest Somali community in America, and involves the Feeding Our Future scandal. The scheme, which took place during the pandemic, saw defendants allegedly stealing over $250 million that was meant to provide meals for low-income children. Instead, prosecutors say the funds were diverted to luxury homes, high-end cars, jewelry, overseas transfers, and a network of shell companies. According to the Department of Justice, the conspirators submitted fake invoices, fabricated meal counts, and staged photos to create the illusion of serving millions of meals that never existed.
Minnesota faces nearly $1 billion in social services fraud scandals. And if you look at the city, you know, nonprofit diverting over $250 million in federal child nutrition funds through sham invoices, unserved meals, 78 indictments eventually, and a lot of them are Somali. Other programs like housing programs ballooned from just $2.6 million to over $100 million annually, okay? Applications for disability surged nearly 300%. State employees, several hundred of them, have accused of Governor Tim Walz's administration for ignoring warnings. When you have over $1 billion of taxpayer dollars basically going from the U.S. to foreign countries, something is wrong. Check out some of these more videos.
Like I've said before, and I'm going to keep saying this, nobody takes America serious. When we allowed everybody to come in here, flooding in here like water and all, these are all the aftermath and these effects that we get from these people. Look at what Somalians are doing in Minnesota. For the last 5 years, they have been recruiting families to get an autism diagnosis for their children and then signing them up in an HSS program only to try to steal billions of dollars from taxpayers. Not giving a damn whether a child has autism or not. I think that's very offensive because I have a child that has autism. And then when you got these foreigners that come over here and don't give a fuck about the U.S., don't give a damn about how they misuse, don't give a damn about our laws, don't want to learn our language, don't want to come over here to right way. We got protesters out here fighting for these type of people. And then we got people in Congress, foreign and aliens in Congress, that show their true colors when the time come and permit itself. Like Omar, Ayam Omar, however you say her name. She don't care nothing about the U.S., but she has a seat in Congress. I'm not understanding about that. I'm not understanding where everything fits in with how we're trying to govern our country. And then they done stole $1.7 billion in the last 5 years only to send it back to their country so they can benefit their country. Everybody that comes over here illegally comes over here to make money and take from taxpayers and get all the sweat and sand on our backs and put their foots on our necks.
Breaking news, Tim Walz's Somalian fraud scandal is now being called the largest in Minnesota's history. So originally the number was $250 million, and then it was confirmed that was $1 billion. And now there's even some estimates saying that could be up to $8 billion. How did all this get this bad?
Minnesota Somalian arrested of fraud. There he is, pictures with Oman and Tim Walz. So the only question that I have for the both of you is, since you're so buddy-buddy up with this criminal, did you know that he was committing fraud? The answer, yes or no. Because the last time I checked is that 2 + 2 = 4, and the American people aren't stupid, and the American people aren't dumb, and I believe most of the people up in Minnesota, where their tax-paying dollars have been hijacked, have had enough. Abdul Abraham of Somalia, not a good guy. He's been here for quite a while doing very, very bad things that have not been in the best interest of the United States of America.
Apparently, this whole fraud thing in Minnesota just got uglier. Okay, and apparently there's confirmation that the alleged $1 billion Somali fraud ring is so massive that the SBA is expanding its investigation across the entire state of Minnesota. You know, says, quote, It appears that this fraud ring is being perpetrated across all types of government assistance programs meant for families that are hungry, you know, that families that need housing, young children, and education, and it's being exploited. They didn't just steal money, stole food, housing, aid meant for American families in need, and taxpayer dollars are gone. Minnesota's leadership has basically let this go on and on and on for actually over a decade, because there are actually politicians that were talking about this 10 years ago, but nobody really seemed to care back then until now.
To all you undocumented fraudsters out there, you might want to beware, because Trump, yes, Trump, just shut the door on your foolishness. This is Keith, the law enforcement OG, and folks, well, our president, Donald J. Trump, he finally shut down the scam. For years, a select group of Somalian nationals have been abusing Americans' generosity by siphoning millions through fraudulent means and government loopholes. And now, investigators, they warn that some of this fraudulent money may be even flowing overseas, and it's raising concerns about funding bad actors and extremist groups in Somalia. These are people that are not pro-American and pretty much are our enemies. Enough is enough. If you defraud the American people, well, you don't get to stay here. You need to go back where you came from. Go back to Somalia. Trump is restoring law and order and accountability.
Right now, Minnesota Somalis ripping off the system with an autism scam need to have their asses seized and be deported immediately. Right now, what's going on in Minnesota is you got $1 billion basically being sent overseas. The greatest and biggest fraud that's happening in Minnesota is going to be right here. And no wonder the current administration has now sent in ICE agents to unroot all this stuff and put all this stuff down. I mean, it's kind of getting out of control when you have $1 billion gone.
Oh, my Maine cousins, what in the hell is going on in the state of Maine? Listen, we just had a huge fraud scandal in the state of Minnesota with the Somali community. And now we're having the same thing happen in the state of Maine, because a Somali-run NGO just got accused of pulling in almost $29 million out of Medicaid. And nobody is talking about this story. Another Somali migrant pulls in $29 million. Story's never fucking brought up in the media, right? Let me break this down so every American understands, people like you and I, because it's these kind of stories that gets people, everyday normal Americans like me, to lose faith in the entire system. Because we've been getting robbed for fucking years by people who are not even American citizens, right? There's a nonprofit in the state of Maine called Gateway Community Services. Gateway Community Services. And over the last 5 years, records show that they billed MaineCare. Okay, now MaineCare, that is Medicaid program in the state of Maine. They billed MaineCare almost $29 million in that 5 year period, right? Not $29,000, $29 million. Now, why is that important? Because it's taxpayer money. My money, your parents' money, your kids' money, your neighbor's money, right? It's our fucking money. And here's where it really gets unbelievable.
I have news. Somalians in Minnesota are pretending to have autism to steal your taxpayer dollars. In 2023, displaced Somalians sent back $1.7 billion to their Somali government. 40% of households in Somalia get paychecks from Somalis in America. They're getting this cash from scamming COVID programs, SNAP, Medicaid. So for example, autism claims to Medicaid in Minnesota went from 3 million in 2018 to 399 million in 2023. So 1 in 16 Somali 4-year-olds have autism. That autism treatment is then administered by Somalis, reimbursed by federal taxpayer dollars, and then that stolen money is sent back home in the form of remittances, which is just cash as a gift. So essentially, Somali populations in Michigan and Minnesota are running these fraudulent crime rigs that no one's talking about. So how did this happen? Well, for the past 30 years, Somalis have been under TPS, Temporary Protected Status, in America. Now, usually you only give TPS to some after an earthquake or a tsunami because you can't immediately send them back home to their country. In this case, Somalis just don't want to be sent back home. Somalia is obviously in Africa. It's a third world country. It's a mess because they can't figure out how to govern themselves. But it's not undergoing a natural disaster, so why are they not being sent home? Lord only knows, but after 30 years, President Trump is finally doing away with that policy. He's ended TPS for Somalis. And I-